This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, listen up. Big show tonight. Can't tell you how big it is. We've got Governor Huckabee in the house. David J. Scranton is here. He's giving books away to everybody that's coming on board tonight. I'm not joking with you. The Return on Principle book, you've been hearing about it forever and a day. He's giving away free copies to everyone that calls tonight. And then we've got Georgie Borman in the Ladies Lounge. She's going to give away a fall classic. If you like pumpkin spice, which it's kind of like the basic white girl dream for everything, like a pumpkin spice latte, scones, cakes, muffins, pies, whatever. Georgie Borman has a surefire home run pumpkin spice syrup you're not going to be able to beat, and you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. She's going to share that with us in the Ladies Lounge. And she's been writing for The Federalist something very interesting about whether or not the what are they doing? They're confiscating property from property owners in South Africa, and whether or not that is going to be possible here in the U.S. at some point in the near future. So very interesting discussion that we'll be having with Georgie in the Ladies Lounge tonight. So I hope that you'll stick around. But as you can see, it's just a big, fun holiday show. We got a lot to talk about. Not the least of which is still all the stuff that's in the news this week. We're still in the process of trying to bury Senator McCain. I don't mean to make light of the man's death, but we've been observing it for 7 days now. He's literally had more services than I can remember most of my birthdays. It's been strange. But he's finally this weekend being completely laid to rest on the naval grounds at Annapolis. But we've also had a very interesting, like, Monday is the cutoff day, right? So this is Labor Day, and it's kind of the last blast holiday, and then we are into the both gloves are off, punch for punch campaign cycle all the way through to November. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be one of the hairier campaign seasons we've ever seen. So I thought tonight, let's have some fun. We'll talk with some cool guests. But let's just enjoy this time together before we get into into all that intensity one more time. So we'll discuss some fun stuff with David J. Scranton. His Return on Principle book is really cool. And in terms of investing and so forth, I think you'll find it helpful. But my first guest is none other than Governor Mike Huckabee. And, Governor, it is always a joy to welcome you back to Kevin McCullough.
My pleasure, and I hope you and your family had a great Labor Day weekend.
We're gonna try not to labor as much as possible on Labor Day. Be thankful for it. Let me ask you this. Earlier today, Fox News posted up on its main homepage a very strange story. And since you're a governor, and this is a governor that's the object of this story, Jerry Brown in California. And I would say that's probably where the two similarities between the two of you end. You're both governors, but I don't know of any policy that he's embraced that I would imagine you embracing. But evidently, they asked the administrative aspect of the California Supreme Court to give him permission, as a former Jesuit-trained priest, to grant clemency and pardons for death row inmates. Evidently, they didn't have the power to do that before, but they have now green-lighted him to be able to do that. And, Governor, there's 750 convicted death row inmates sitting on death row in California. One of them is Scott Peterson. We all remember the graphic murder that he carried out. This is just so bizarre to be thinking that he could potentially put 750 death row inmates
back out on the streets. I can't comprehend it. What's your take on this?
Well, it appears that what he may be doing is a commutation to a life sentence so that they come off of death row, which means they'll still be in prison. But there's also indication that some of these people are going to be given outright pardons, which means they walk out the door and they don't even have to report for any type of post-prison parole reporting, which is right. Outrageous. But here's the big issue that I have with what Brown is doing. If he has this personal conviction that there shouldn't be a death penalty, and I respect that many people believe that, then do it legislatively. Go to the legislature of California. It's most liberal in the country. If you can't get it there, you can't get it anywhere. And ask the legislature, the duly elected representatives, to change the law so that there isn't a death penalty. This idea that a person elected who, as he's walking out the door, makes a personal decision based on his own personal feelings, not the law, but his feelings, and decides to overrule the legislative process and the judicial process and to become a law of one, I find that totally unacceptable. And I would like to think that other people would too, even the ones who say we shouldn't have a death penalty.
Yeah.
And get rid of it the right way. But this is wrong, and I also have zero respect when people wait till the last moment of their tenure in office to make these kind of decisions because they know they're not going to be held accountable. They're not going to run for anything again. I think that's cowardly. If you think this is something you ought to do, stand up and do it early in your term. Take the heat for it. And if you can't, then leave it to someone else to have the courage to do it in that proper form.
It's really a very bizarre series of events, and even for California, in my mind, to think of the potential that you could be either commuting or pardoning 750 death row inmates, as you said, overturning the judicial process. That most of those trials decided by a jury of peers, evidence was overwhelming. You know, you had to have shadow of a doubt of proof. It just seems and quite dangerous, which is something that California seems to excel in. Allowing a lot of people to come into the country that we don't know who they are. Cities like San Francisco no longer working with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And now the governor wants to put death row inmates, some of them, back on the street. It defies believability and explanation how these elected politicians can claim that they're looking out for the people that they serve. It just doesn't seem to make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And as a governor who dealt with 1,000 commutation requests a year, the other thing you ought to do is look at them individually. This is not something you do in mass, because when you do that, what you're saying, forget the juries that spent weeks looking at the evidence. Forget the appellate courts that often wound through 20 or more years to give this person a chance for some different type of sentence. The thought that you're going to do it this way circumvents the process of law itself, and I find it both disgustingly cowardly, and I think it also is an insult to the juries, to the judges, to the prosecutors, and even to the defense attorneys to say, everything you did, I'm going to just dismiss with a stroke of the pen without any thought or consideration to the individual case involved.
Yeah, seems quite unfathomable. Well, we're going into holiday weekend here, Governor, and there's been some numbers that have come out, and it looks like that particularly among blue-collar workers, and of course the campaign kicks up, next Tuesday. It's, everything gets, gloves are off. Now it's real campaign season. What do you make of these new numbers talking about blue-collar workers and their feelings about the economy and where we're at right now?
Well, I think many people feel some optimism. If you look at consumer confidence, it's at an 18-year high. There is a strong indication, stock market top 26,000. You have indications of the highest levels of employment, especially in the minority communities. There's a lot of reason that people who are working class are feeling and experiencing a level of optimism because their world is better now that the policies of this administration have been put in force, whether it's the tax cuts or the deregulation or the fact that we're playing hardball with countries like China and saying we're not going to be chumps, we're not going to be pushovers anymore. And if you're going to play hardball with us, and we're stepping up to the plate, and we're going to swing it a few ourselves.
Yeah. Okay, real quickly, what's on the big Huckabee broadcast this weekend?
We've got a great show lined up musically. I've got to throw this in first because it's going to be a lot of fun. Gary Lewis from Gary Lewis and the Playboys will be with us from the 60s. Just a delightful person, and it was a lot of fun taping that show and getting ready for it. We also are going to have Candace Owen, who is one of the most articulate young ladies, and she will talk about what it's like to be African-American and accused of being a white supremacist, which is funny, if not tragic.
Well, and it's going to be, it's always a must-see tune-in. It's the Huckabee Today broadcast. It's on TBN, and it's on Saturday nights, 8 and 11 o'clock. Also on Sunday nights, 8 and 11 o'clock, you can catch this weekend's episode. And Governor Huckabee also has a fantastic daily news blast. If you have not gone to MikeHuckabee.com and signed up for his newsletter, you should do that because you will get his commentary on a daily basis of different stories that he's watching for you. And it comes with his unique, some would call it folksy, I call it common sense perspective as being a former governor who's had to do a lot of, he's had to deal with a lot of this stuff as we get to enjoy every Friday. So do that. MikeHuckabee.com is where you can sign up for that. And Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Have a great holiday.
You too, Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known some.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And one of the things that I love to do with my platform is to help people think more clearly. It's one of the reasons why we say obliterate confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's one of the best things we can do in all areas of life. And you know that we spend a lot of time talking about lifestyle, parenting, money, things that impact every person that's listening, kind of regardless of where you are on the political or life system. And that helps, I think, even sometimes help some of you endure some of my political discussions to get to, through to the stuff that is even more helpful. And I'm pleased to introduce you to someone today that I only recently became familiar with, though he has been helping people for a long time. You know, one of the qualifications I put on authors that I have on the show is if they bring something to people's lives that actually helps them. And that's what David J. Scranton has attempted to do for many years. He's authored a couple of best-selling books. He's also a TV host on the Newsmax channel, the Income Generation Show. But he's also been keenly involved in advising investments and people in terms of how to help take protective action so that they are growing income, but they are also preventing themselves from being hurt in financial calamities. And it's a pleasure to welcome the author of Return on Principle, David Scranton, to Kevin McCullough Radio. David, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin.
Now, when I got my copy of your book, I was very intrigued by what you call seven core values to help protect your money. But here's the thing. Before I start accepting what somebody has to say about principle and values and everything else, I want to know the context that that value system comes from. So introduce us a little bit to who you are. What drives you as a financial advisor? What drives you in life generally? And how did you come to the point where you found yourself wanting to help people with financial wisdom?
Well, you know, what it really comes down to, and I guess perhaps I could have put as a subtitle to the book of, you know, have you mastered the inside game when it comes to your money, is that, you know, I grew up in a blue-collar town, a pretty poor area in Connecticut. My father died when I was 3 years old, so we basically grew up, I was living off Social Security benefits that we got from my father's death, and that was about it. And so I grew up with some very, you know, without a lot of means, and then I made some mistakes early on, even as a financial advisor with my own personal investments, because I may have studied all the outside rules as to when to buy, when to sell, and, you know, where I should have money allocated and so on, but I didn't have the inside game. I didn't really have the right mindset to truly be a good investor, or back then, a good advisor for that matter. Huh. So I kind of went out and studied people, and I said, you know, well, let's look at the successful people that are out there. Let's look at what they've done and what they haven't done. And I realized that, you know, there are some people that seem to have the Midas touch for investments, and it's about how they think about money internally. And that's when I realized that, you know, there's enough books out there written about the external game and when to buy and when to sell and how to be allocated, and we didn't need another book on that. What we really did need was a book talking about, you know, the inside game. Do you have the right mindset? And if you don't, then, you know, let's look at your financial advisor. Does your financial advisor have the right mindset? And if you're not sure, well, here are some questions you can ask that financial advisor to say, you know, to determine whether or not they really have the inside game, or they just happen to have, you know, studied financial advisory work and they know all the algorithms, but that's the limit of it.
Yeah. Well, and I love that because I really do think, and I'm a person of faith, actually, and so I really take the treatment of people quite seriously, and I think it's really important that that as we're, you know, in this day and age, the economy, 2017, nobody saw how good that was going to be. This year has been a year of indigestion one way or the other almost every single week, and if you don't have what you're calling that inside game kind of working for you, you're gonna be susceptible to a lot of fear and a lot of probably bad decisions, would you not?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, I think about the show Dr. House. I don't even think that's on anymore in terms of
House MD.
But he's funny because, you know, there's a lot of other doctors that are going through the same training that he has. But somehow he has that inside game. He has that knack for looking at the fact pattern and saying, you know what, have you checked this? And to me, that is more important than all the algorithms and all the basic rules that every other book talks about.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about values. It's not, it may be a little different from values in terms of how you might think in a scriptural sense. But frankly, it's not that far off.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. So you came up, or you uncovered, or you put together these seven principles in the thinking through of how this book would be different than the other 8,000 that were out there, as you say, on the cover at the time that you wrote it. What were the criteria for the things that you were looking for to create in terms of these seven core values?
Well, I started by looking, first of all, at a do-it-yourself type investor and saying, okay, you know, what is, you know, let's take some people that I've come across in my life, in my own practice in more than 30 years, say as a financial advisor, saying, okay, now who are the people that I've come across that really seem to be okay? They come into my office for a complimentary meeting, and I look at their situation, they seem to be doing really well. And as I looked at those, I realized that there are ultimately really seven different things that those people have. And some people might be missing one or two, and they still do okay, but the ones that are maybe missing five out of seven are the ones that seem to really struggle getting their financial house in order, and it becomes a continuous cycle throughout their life. So at least this allows people to discover and say, which of these do I have, which of these am I lacking? And if I'm lacking them, well, maybe I can work on them and make them stronger. Or maybe I can decide that, you know, this is just so far from my personality, I should go get outside help.
Yeah. We're talking about the book Return on Principle, and David Scranton is the author, and it's David J. Scranton is the author, and it's really quite a fast read, but it is very much, I feel like, worth every person's taking a look at it. Let's talk about some of the principles involved, David. You coined a term in the first chapter that I had never heard of before, financial overprotection. What does it mean?
Well, it's funny, it comes in the book. We talk about the story about my mom. You know, I told you my dad passed away when he was 3 years old.
Right.
Well, the funny part is that he died unexpectedly. He went to work. He said, honey, I'll be home tonight. And he got killed in an accident at work, and he never came back. So, you know, my mom was always very overprotective of me as an only child because she had this feeling of, you know, abandonment. And she was always worried, gosh, you know, I'd go to school one day and not come back. So I realized that was part of what made me actually a pretty darn good advisor.
I get that.
Is that I inherited that same nervous Nelly overprotective tendency from my mom.
Well, see, it's a bonus gift, David, that, you know, we parents, if we're doing our job, we should be trying to give our kids legacy like that. Anyway, David Scranton's with us. Stay with us. He's giving away copies of his book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Tell you how to get that when we continue. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remembering John McCain.
The thing about John's life was the amazing sweep of it.
Former President George W. Bush was among those honoring Senator McCain at Washington's National Cathedral.
From a tiny prison cell in Vietnam to the floor of the United States Senate. From troublemaking plebe, presidential candidate. Wherever John passed throughout the world, people immediately knew there was a leader in their midst.
Longtime McCain friend and collaborating writer Mark Salder said McCain wanted Mr. Bush and former President Obama to speak at his funeral.
I was in his office when he decided to do it, and I was there when he called President Obama. It's plain what the message was, that we have more in common than we have in disagreement.
President Trump was not invited to attend, but his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner were there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Georgie Borman's going to join us, and she's got a homemade recipe for pumpkin spice. You're not going to want to miss this. Simple syrup, pumpkin spice. It's just going to be amazing. But we're talking with David J. Scranton, a free copy of his book at 866-913-1234. And David, you hate advisors that don't advise well.
It kills me when I see their accounts go backward. And what I realize is that's part of what made me a very solid advisor. And those that were just willing to take big losses and be a little bit careless or reckless with their money, I find that those people are always struggling throughout their lives to get back on track, it seems.
Yeah. Well, you talk about this term called defensive income generation, and that seems a little counterintuitive, but I think that what you're describing in this financial overprotection is a bit of what that means.
Yeah, it really is, and it's why I've adopted that model for my clients, this whole universe of what I like to say is bonds and bond-like instruments, because when people realize there is an option, you know, you can invest in the stock market, you can invest in mutual funds, but at the end of the day, you're crossing your fingers and toes hoping to get growth, and sometimes you get growth, and sometimes you get shrinkage instead. And if you do get growth, you never know what that growth is. And most people don't realize that when you get in the world of bonds and bond-like instruments, you're really investing by contract. So something I'll ask people a lot of times is I'll talk to them about flipping homes. And I'll say, have you ever thought about flipping homes? You could really do well when you flip a house and make a lot of money, and people back off and say, oh, that's risky. I don't want to do that. And I'll explain to them it's because you have to buy the house at the right time, you have to put the money in the right places at the right time, and then you have to sell it at the right time. And you've got to have some luck because you can't control the time necessarily. I said, now what instead if I said that you could buy a rental property? Would you deem that to be a lot safer? And people say, absolutely. And I explain that that's because when you buy a rental property, you're really just investing by contract. What you're really doing, you really have to do one thing, and that is you have to buy it and rent it out. That's it. You don't have to worry about timing, because when you have a rental property, you have a contract with a tenant that says they're going to pay you X amount of dollars. You know what you're going to get. It's more of a sure thing. And the problem today, I find, is most people don't know there's an alternative to the stock market. And the reason for that's quite simple. Our generation, you know, grew up with two financial tools that worked very well for most people. First, the stock market, which includes mutual funds, and the second includes banks and bank CDs. I mean, right up until 2007, you can get 5% or, in many cases, much more in a bank CD. So a lot of folks got used to what I call the bookends of investments. The really conservative stuff, the bank CD over here, and the really aggressive stuff, the stock market over there.
Right.
And for
that sounds like my dad, by the way. That sounds like what he did.
And for 35 to 40 years, guess what? Those two tools worked fine. You know, I could have two sets of pliers sitting in my toolbox, and most of the time when I want to take a nut from a bolt, those two sets of pliers will serve me just fine. But there's sometimes they don't, and sometimes I need a crescent wrench, or maybe I need a socket wrench. I need a different tool.
Right.
And what started happening after 2007 was people needed a different tool, but they didn't know the tool existed. So maybe they knew it intellectually, but they didn't really understand what that tool can do for you. So as a result, they sat with these two diametrically opposed extremes. And I see a lot of people today with part of their money in the bank and part of their money in the stock market. It's almost as if they have two buckets of water sitting on the floor. One bucket that's 33 degrees. It's so cold it's almost frozen. And another bucket that's 211 degrees. It's so hot it's almost boiling. And it's almost as though they've got 1 foot in one bucket, the other foot in the other bucket, and they're trying to convince themselves that on average they're okay.
That's really well put. That's such a good word picture.
And obviously, it doesn't work that way. So then when I tell people, well, gosh, you can invest by contract, and you can invest in this world of bonds and bond-like instruments, take far, far less risk than the stock market, and you can earn 5% or more, and I don't mean 5% average growth where you might get 20% 1 year and negative 10 the next. I mean literally an interest payment of that amount that once it's given to you, it can't be taken away, just like that rent check in a rental property.
Right.
When I explain that to people, they're shocked. They didn't realize that they can earn those kinds of returns without going to the stock market.
Well, and you discuss that in the book, Return on Principle. It's your latest bestseller, and you're giving it away free to anyone who calls and asks for a copy tonight. It's a hardback. It's endorsed by Dan Gaynor and Peter Morici and Steve Forbes. It's a great book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, from Newsmax TV's own David J. Scranton. And you can get that. Just call this number, 866-913-1234. A free book, 866-913-1234.
this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We're talking about the term defensive income generation, and David J. Scranton is the author of Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. You also see him on the Newsmax TV channel. He's host of the Income Generation Show. I want to touch on a couple more of your principles before we're done, David, because I find them to be really needed in all aspects of life. But you talk about financial coach ability. It seems to me it would be a natural thing for people that want to learn how to do well with their money would naturally be coachable. Has it been your experience that sometimes people are not?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because two of the principles, one's coachability and one's leadership, and they're almost diametrically opposed. So what I tell people is you have to have the right balance. If you're so strong in your internal beliefs as to what's right and wrong, and you're not coachable, chances are at some point in your investment career, you're going to have struggles. However, if you're so coachable that you listen to everybody and you don't have any internal compass as to what's right and what's not, then you don't have, what I like to say is you don't have enough leadership skill. You're not willing to take the road less traveled when you have to. So you've got to have that right balance where you've got to be coachable, but then you've got to know when something passes the sniff test or not. And I'll give you a great example. You know, in 2007, I was standing on, proverbially speaking, the highest mountain, talking to anybody who would have listened to me that, look, the market's high, you should get out of the market. This is, actually, I did it probably about a year, year and a half before the technology bubble burst, and again, right before the financial crisis. And there's some people that just couldn't do that because it was the road less traveled. All the talking heads on television were saying, well, you can't time the market, you know, buy and hold. And over the long run, you make more in the stock market. And it's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market. All those things that brokers are taught to say from a sales perspective day one. So I found that the people didn't make the leap, that didn't protect themselves, were the people that just had to follow the herd. And if they deviated from that herd, they just didn't feel comfortable. Unfortunately, sometimes the herd takes you off a cliff. And that's why there's such a, it's so important to be coachable, but yet also be willing to take that road less traveled when it makes sense, i.e. leadership.
Yeah. And generally speaking, there's going to be kind of mathematical equations that'll point you in that direction. You were actually saying in those two high points, hey guys, there's this accident about to happen right in front of us. Let's get off the highway. But just because everybody else was saying no, stay there, people stay. But if you base it on reality, and in other words, you know, facts don't care about your feelings. You hear that said about politics a lot. Well, it's true in money too. Money doesn't care about your feelings. It's very matter of fact in terms of how it operates, and that's what you kind of hit on in principle six, where you say, look, you've got to be honest about what the financial picture is, I know that a lot of people live in denial about what even their own circumstances look like.
Yeah, 100%. You have to be brutally honest about your current situation, and then you have to be brutally honest about your strengths and weaknesses. Am I coachable? Am I enough of a leader, or am I a follower? You know, if every time in my life I've had to make a decision, if I have to verge off the path, will I just not do it? To know that about yourself, and it doesn't make somebody a good or bad person, it just becomes an indicator toward whether or not you've mastered that inside game when it comes to investments. And that's why I put questions in there for people to ask themselves in sort of an introspective way, and also those to ask their advisors, because there are a lot of advisors that go to work for big companies. They drink the big company Kool-Aid their entire lives. They never do their own research. And if the big company doesn't say buy this or sell that, they just won't do it on behalf of a client. And those are people, for example, too, as advisors that may not have the sense of financial leadership. They may not be willing to take the road less traveled. So being brutally honest with yourself means as to whether or not you have those internal game aspects mastered, and whether or not your advisor does. It's like, think about Jack Welch, right? Jack Welch is been touted as arguably the best CEO of any company anywhere. And part of what he is famous for is being brutally honest with himself and with his team. He tells his managers, he said, look, you know, if you have an employee that isn't doing a great job, be honest with yourself. Don't defend that employee just because you hired the employee and you like the person. You've got to be honest and say, you know what, this person isn't cutting it. We need to move them or maybe, you know, find a better career for them somewhere else. And if it works for Jack Welch, then I guess it works for Dave Scranton, too.
Yeah. Who's going to argue with both of you? Kevin McCullough is my name. We're speaking with David Scranton, and the book is Return on Principle. David, before we're done, I want to get your take on, because I have lots of different economic experts that come on the show, and it appears that most of them are leaning towards the idea that this kind of indigestion economy, up one day, down another, is going to kind of continue through the end of the year. They give different reasons for it. Trying to take back the balance sheet on the T-bills, general take on tariffs is very disputed, you know, depending on who you talk, and is the president using it for a motivational tool but not really intending to go through it? Can we sustain a trade war? What about all the production jobs that are coming back because of that kind of thing? And then there are those that are, you know, generally bullish on just because of the tax policy and the deregulation that should carry us through most of the other ups and downs. Where do you come down on what you're kind of seeing as kind of like a forming picture? Are we headed for a correction in 19 or maybe in 20, maybe later this year? What is your sense about what it looks like right now?
I believe, yes, certainly within the next 2 years, we will see a correction. You know, a lot of the gain that we've gotten in the markets last year and even that big January of this year, that came from the anticipation of the Trump tax plan getting passed. Right. And it's really simple. You know, if you save corporations' taxes and therefore their after-tax earnings goes up, now you can increase the price of stocks without increasing your P.E. ratio, without increasing your multiple. So, but that's already baked into the cake, if you will. That's already done. So now the issue becomes, what's the next big thing out there that's either going to help the markets go up or help the markets go down? Because at the end of the day, you know, we've had a recovery now since March 9th of 2009. So as of next March, it'll be a full decade. Yeah. And that's a pretty long market recovery.
It is. And we're hoping to extend a little bit more now this past 9.5 officially. It's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough, and it's our final segment here in Hour 1. Big show in Hour 2, Ladies Lounge, Georgie Borman tonight. And if you missed any of Governor Huckabee earlier in the hour, or you want to go back and re-listen to some of what David Scranton has said, please feel free to get the podcast. Now, he's got a complimentary copy of his book. If you're one of the first 10 callers to call right now, 866-913-1234. It's his 300-page hardback, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to help protect your money in good times and bad, and it is worth it. Get this book and take a read at it. 866-913-1234. It is free. 866-913-1234 to the first 10 callers that call right now. David, the good stuff can't last forever, can it?
You know, things do go in waves for a reason. The economy doesn't keep growing for forever. The market doesn't keep going up forever. So you have to realize that at some point, probably in the not too distant future, we're ready for a pullback. But then when you look at what's going on in the news, you say, okay, we got this volatility. What coming forward is going to be really good to let it break through on the upside, or really bad to make it break through on the downside? And right now, when I look at a lot of the stuff out there, I see more downside risks than upside risks. I mean, unemployment can't get much below 3.9%, but it certainly can go back up at some point. So, you know, if I had to whip out my crystal ball and tell you what I thought, I would say, yeah, certainly within the next 2 years, we should be seeing a pretty sizable pullback. Whether it's this year or next year, well, that'll take a little time. That remains to be seen.
Sure. Well, and it just goes to speak to what you've said all along and in this book, that, you know, being wise, there's a combination to getting at wisdom. And if you can adopt these principles and they can help you make those decisions in a better, more confident way, but based on facts and do what you can do, then you can be a defensive income generator. And even if you're, not fully confident on all things related to the economy, you can at least get a good handle on what you're dealing with here. And I love the fact that you included all those questions to ask within the book, because I think those are some of the most helpful portions of this in terms of doing that inventory that's necessary to be done, kind of the taking care of the business on the inside, as you started out telling us from the beginning. David, if people want to be in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you and to be in contact for this or any of the other services that you have?
Well, there's two things they can do. One is they can go to our website, which is soundincomestrategies.com, soundincomestrategies.com, or our book. There's actually a website for the book called returnonprinciple.com. And before I get any hate mail that nobody wants to take financial advice from a guy that can't spell, I want to make it clear that I spelled principle ending in P-L-E on purpose. That was not a mistake or an accident.
Yeah, it's the principles of the values that he's talking about, not the person that's making sure your kids stay in class all day.
That's right.
So that's well done. Well, David, it's been a joy to have you with us, and I appreciate it. And please come back sometime.
Well, we love to. It's been fun, Kevin. Thank you.
866-913-1234. The next 10 people, free copies of his book. 866-913-1234. Call right now. 866-913-1234.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.